day is going to come, folks, where I'm not going to be able to do this. And I want you to understand that even when the day comes, I'd like to be here.
That day has come. He will always be here because he's inspired new voices to carry forward, to begin a new chapter in the legacy. Introducing Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. Inspired by Rush Limbaugh. Clay Travis, host of Outkick the Coverage, weekday mornings on Fox Sports Radio, and creator of Outkick.com.
One of the reasons why this country is the greatest in the history of the world is because there have been patriots like Rush Limbaugh who were unafraid and unabashed enablers and endorsers of everything that American exceptionalism represents.
Buck Sexton, radio host, television commentator, and a former CIA counterterrorism officer.
I joined the CIA right out of college, right after 9/11, because in my head it was, this guy attacked my city, my country. I'm gonna go find or help find Osama bin Laden and all of his co-conspirators. And then I figured in time that there was something else going on here at home, and we were starting to lose some very important parts of what made this really America, as we think of it. And there was an opportunity at that point to get involved in this fight, very different one from the what was known as the global war on terror, and that is to stand for the ideals and the freedoms of the people who listen to this show.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, each with their own track record of sharing on-the-record conservative ideals in a most compelling way. Now, together for 3 hours each weekday on your radio station.
I think the big story here is the CDC is finally recognizing that the emperor has no clothes. There's no legitimacy at this point. People are done with masks and social distancing, and they are now trying to get ahead of where the public is and provide the White House some cover. You buying or selling that idea?
I feel like somebody who is now being released from prison for a crime I did not commit.
Yes.
And I'm expected to be thankful to my jailers, you know? That's the attitude that I have about this. This should have been obvious all along. You're in Tennessee. You're in a red, sane state. I'm in New York.
Yes.
I'm a captive of the commies. You may have seen already, the governor of New York has said that he has his own people. I got my own people. That's what he says. He's got his own staff that's going to be looking at this.
Echoing the wisdom of Rush. Precisely how he wanted it. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
When I see some of these stories about how they want every 12 and 15-year-old kid to get vaccinated, I sit around and think about it from the parent perspective, a 13-year-old. It's one thing to make a choice for yourself.
What you just said there about the kids, my girlfriend, she's going to be like, yeah, you know, marriage, kids, like what Clay does, Buck, you know, what adult humans do.
The truth is, that's what my wife did, by the way. We were married for 3 years, and she said, you know, this is now time for us to have kids. And I said, I'm not really sure that I'm really that ready. You know, I was 27, 20. I was like, I'm not sure I'm really ready to have kids. She's like, we're going to have kids now. And I was like, all right, well, probably going to have kids now. So telling you, if you're going to follow the primrose path towards marriage, eventually you're going to learn a very important lesson, which is there is no tie goes to the runner. Tie goes to the wife.
It's a new day with two new voices, Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. Inspired by Rush.
I worked for a federal government agency for almost 6 years, CIA, and I can tell you that overwhelmingly, even that federal institution was, yeah, you could say deep state, but certainly Democrat leaning. The CDC is like the DMV with DNC talking points. That's what I think everybody's finally realized. These are not impressive people. They are subject to politics, and they got it so wrong this time, they finally had to walk it back. But Clay, it's still contradictory and arbitrary. It still doesn't make sense.
Well, that's the problem. And we've seen this in a lot of different states. When you use California as an example, you're talking about New York. I would say California and New York were the two twin pillars of mask diplomacy, right? They demanded that everybody wear masks, and diplomacy is in quotation marks there. But Gavin Newsom came out a couple of months ago and said on June 15th, we're going to open up California. And you could look around and say, well, why June 15th? Why are you picking that day? Joe Biden came out and said, if God willing, everything is going well, by July 4th, we are going to be able to open up the country. And I think what happened is what we just talked about. The American public is over COVID.
Inspired by Rush all these years, it's Clay Travis and Buck Sexton moving the conversation forward.
I saw a stat, Buck, that blew me away. 79% of 18 to 29-year-olds, according to a recent poll, and we can give the usual caveats about how polls cannot be representative, but 79% is a big number, that said vaccines should be mandatory of United States 18 to 29-year-olds. And I was having a conversation with this. I was dropping my kids off at school, and then I was walking back. We're fortunate we live in a neighborhood where we can walk our kids to school. I was walking back with my wife, and I said, think about how crazy it is that in 50 years, we have gone from Woodstock, wildness, rebellion, to now we have such a consensus culture among our youth that I think they're all so afraid of call-out culture, of differentiating themselves from the herd, that we have a collection, I would argue, potentially, and this is what scares me, of 18 to 29-year-olds right now in this country who are the most sheep-like of any generation that has ever existed in the history of this country.
A new form of excellence in the making. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. Debuting June 21st. From Premier Networks.